Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility, with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and I am so honored to be here, to be doing this series, to be doing the work that I'm doing, and we're interviewing amazing humans from around the planet. And this is probably one of the most amazing humans in the planet walking, living today. Don't you like that, Ben?
I love it.
Ben Gay III. He's a salesperson, speaker, sales trainer, author, and consultant. He is the author, editor, publisher of the world famous The Closer series. More importantly, or as importantly, Napoleon Hill worked for him. Earl Nightingale worked for him. He's done amazing things in his life. Ben, welcome.
Thank you, Mitchell. My pleasure to be here. I've been looking forward to this.
And just for those watching, it looks like Ben's a talking head, but he really isn't a talking head. He gets down in the dirt. He does work. He's amazing. Ben, what is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain?
When my phone rings, I'll use old terminology because that's what I'm most used to, but I do look at the internet to see if anybody's there. When my phone rings, it's someone who wants to either increase their sales or their region sales or their company sales. And when we get into region and company, they'd also like to maintain and increase their profits because their sales team is giving products away trying to sell them.
And I can't tell you how many, having sat on the board of a public company, how many people can absolutely relate to that.
Sure.
Ben, tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Well, I teach people how to increase their sales and profits. The good news is I came up through Earl Nightingale and that crowd. So I learned the value of putting it down, recording it, writing it, or whatever. Dr. Napoleon Hill was the first person I ever met who authored a book. I was 25, he was 84. And nowadays with modern publishing techniques, I don't know anybody who hasn't written a book. But I've written.
Oh, I'm still finding some people.
Just really? Oh, there's somebody.
I'm still finding people.
They're probably working on their first pamphlet. But anyway, I've written 24 books. So I've written down what I know. And some of those are ghostwritten for other people. If some of your viewers have read my books and didn't know it was my book. But 24 books on successful living and selling. And so that's what I do. And I coach people on the phone, on the internet, in person, whatever. And I go out and I give speeches. Gigi cut me back to 24 a year. But before she got in my pocket, I did a total of 5,000 paid engagements, plus a little over 5,000. And now you add to that the webinars and podcasts and so on. So I had a friend the other day said, I've been looking everywhere for you. I said, you must not own a computer. I'm easy to find and in your local library. So I teach people how to sell more, be more, and so on. And then coaching, as you know, Mitchell, sometimes drifts off the original subject. I do marriage counseling, not really, but I do, you know.
Well, it's kind of this holistic world today that's different actually, you know, when you were first starting out, and it's much more holistic, much more open, and yeah, you have to kind of cover everything. And I know you covered a little bit, but I want to move to my next question, which was, and this is really hard because you've been coached by the best. You're the last protege of Napoleon Hill. Which is someone I'm emulating in this series in terms of what we're doing. You've had the greats actually working for you. So I'm going to ask this with tongue in cheek. What gives you credibility to do what you do?
Number one salesperson everywhere I've ever been, including when I was leading companies. I've always kept my one foot in the sales pond. I didn't want it to become a theory to me. When I tell somebody, you go do this, you go do that, I don't want them saying, well, you haven't done that in 40 years. No, I did it this morning. I've sold a lot of product and services today before you and I got on. So the credibility comes from, I've been there, I've done it, I'm still doing it. And 5,000 paid appearances and 24 books and a proven track record of, if you'll do what I tell you to do, your sales will also go up.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. and And how do you get your brand in today's world? Because life's changed since those days. How do you get your brand out today? How do you get your message out? How do people see you?
Well, we just sort of blended over. We already had the books, so we put them on Amazon. We already had the books, so we set up a website. So I've just transitioned and moved what I do, picked up that box and moved it over here to the newer box and put it down. Somebody asked me the other day, what's changed about selling since you got in? I said, picture a herd of sheep and picture I used to have to drive around in my car and round them up one at a time. Today, we have faster sheep dogs. I can reach more people in 30 well thought out seconds than I probably did in a year in my life before. But once I meet them, ain't nothing changed. Selling is selling, always has been, always will be. The techniques and the sheepdogs are faster.
Yeah, I think I think one of the things when we were in the green room, one of the things that you talked about is when you're in front of a group of people and you're speaking, you know before you even start who in the room could be prospects of yours. You know when you're speaking who you're relating to, and you know how to then follow through afterwards to get that close. That is a technique that not everyone follows appropriately, and that's a beautiful thing to talk about.
Well, that's like being in a gold mine. Gold was discovered about 7 miles from where I'm sitting, so I use a lot of gold mining analogies, but that's like being in a gold mine or down at the river in Coloma and not picking up that nugget that, you know, they were all over the place in the beginning. Those prospects are all over the place when we start. One of the things you and I discussed briefly was, while I love a speaking engagement with 5,000 people or whatever, done bigger ones than that, but 5,000 people, if they're all from the same company, except for that company bringing me back, which usually happens, that's sort of the end of the event. I like to speak to a group half that size or a quarter that size with 25 different companies in it, because from that group I'm going to get 15, 20, 25 speaking engagements. And I'm aware of that while I'm working. I know what I was hired to do and I do it, but I drop those little hooks in the water that tell people I can come do this for you too.
Ben, very, very elegant. Thank you so much. Listen, if you are at a company and your sales are not what they need to be, if your margins, if your salespeople are driving the sales, but the margins are low, we have a living legend who's around who you can talk to. It's Ben Gay III. Just Google that name. You learn a lot about him, see a lot about him. We have a book in our platform, the AHA That platform has a book, The Sure Is Content. And Ben, how do people best go about reaching out to you?
Funny you should ask. There you go. Go to www.bfg3.com. And if you want a special on my stuff, currently featured with special pricing and free shipping, go to stores.ebay.com/Ronzoni Books, R-O-N-Z-O-N-E Books, B-O-O-K-S. How can they sell it for less than I sell it for? Ronzoni was Gigi's maiden name. She slips into the warehouse and steals her inventory. So she's able to sell it for less than I can. I have to actually pay the printer.
So your wife has an inside track and she's the one selling the books on eBay. That's awesome.
And no one in the shipping department has had the nerve to tell her to put the books down, because I've said that's stealing. Stop her. No one, they carry the books to the car for her.
Ben, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your credibility.
My pleasure, Mitchell. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And thanks for enjoying this episode. Please click on the like button, subscribe to our channels, and please share with your friends. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. and feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.